Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom, it's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back in our final segment with Patrick Dunleavy of the Investigative Project on Terrorism. You can follow his work there at ipt.org. He has also made an enormous contribution to our understanding of the topic we've been discussing with him today. The Fertile Soil of Jihad, Terrorism's Prison Connection, is really required reading if you want to understand both the threat that is going on inside our prisons and what it might mean as people migrate out of them. Patrick, I did want to spend a couple minutes with you talking about lessons that we should be learning from others' hard experience with this kind of problem. In many places in Western Europe, we've now found them confronting the effects of prison radicalization and what happens when people get out of jail, having in some cases become much more virulently jihadist than they were going in if they were Muslim, and having become jihadist if they were not. Could you talk a little bit about what the United Kingdom's experience has been? In particular, you've described something of terrorist group therapy as one of their approaches. What's up with that?
Yeah. The problem with the UK, and they fall into the same trap that has happened in the criminal justice and corrections systems over the history of the 20th century, which, what do we do with the individuals that we have? How do we change them if we now believe in rehabilitation and we want to correct them and we want to help them to become better persons? And what they did is they said, well, we have these individuals who are terrorists. We have these individuals who are radical Islamists. Okay, so we can't just say they need to get their GED or they need to attend some sort of program. And what they did is they fell back into the old laps of what I call kind of a late 60s, early 70s pseudo-pop psychology. What we're going to do, and they use the terminology, if we're going to have not really prisons, but they're going to be separation centers. See, they sound very nice. And then instead of just marching them to and from the mess hall, we're going to have groups where they can have a collaborative approach to achieving personal positive goals. And I mean, that all sounds like great on paper. That sounds great. But when you think about developing a personal goal of a jihadist, may be for him to kill himself and 1,000 innocent people as a path to paradise. It's kind of a pop psychology take on it. We'll do this and we'll let you kind of work out your own problems. Maybe, you know, art for terrorists. And then Denmark took it even a step further and came out with what was deemed, or I should say, nicknamed the Hug a Terrorist program.
Yeah, tell us about that. That was my next question to you. What on earth are they thinking?
Well, again, you embark you take a principle that is sound, which is to be kind. We should all be kind. We should be kind people. We should treat others with kindness. That's a principle. That's a truth. We don't deny that. But now when you take it to say, well, what we do is when we find someone who's been radicalized and someone who's a terrorist, someone who's committed an act of terrorist, gone to Syria or gone to Iraq and fought for ISIS, when they come back, the way we're going to deal with them is we're going to embrace them,
integrate them into the society. Yeah. So they don't. This is just skipping the whole idea of incarceration to try to straighten them out. This is just going right back into the society. Speaking of which, the Canadians have brought into one of their prisons for a time, and then now into society, a man who had served time in Guantanamo Bay. And the thing that they've done, which makes, well, I guess it's insult added to injury of letting this guy, Omar Khadr, loose, is they've given him, as I understand it, millions of dollars in compensation. What's up with that?
Well, not only did they give it to him, but the way that the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, did it was so that the families of the soldier who was killed, because of this jihadist action, could not recoup the funds which they had rightfully won in a lawsuit against this individual, so that the money could not be touched. The family of one particular sergeant had been killed, another had lost his eyesight, but there was a lawsuit filed against this individual years ago so that if he ever did come into any money, they would have to compensate the families of the victims. You know, Trudeau did it in a way that that money could not be touched. And you know what's interesting about that? Now they're thinking, well, we've paid this individual, we've cleansed our souls from some guilt that we did in imprisoning him. But they forgot the case. There was an individual by the name of Ronald Fidler, who was a citizen of the UK. He was captured in 2002 in Afghanistan and then placed in Gitmo. When he was released from Gitmo, the British government gave him £1 million as a settlement. They did almost the same thing that Canada has now done, but they did this in 2004. In 2014, Ronald Fidler went back to Syria, joined ISIS, and in 2017, he was a suicide bomber in Mosul.
Hey, listen, quickly, we're almost out of time, Patrick. I did want to make sure we touched on one other piece of this, which I know you've been working on, particularly in New York, but as a model, really, for the rest of us. To the extent that people are getting out of jail who have embraced this totalitarian and jihadist program of Sharia, what should society do to try to protect itself against the possibility that they will go after this population of innocents in ways they may have been plotting to do in prison?
There has to be a stringent, well-defined post-release supervision program for individuals who have been convicted of terrorist crimes. We're talking about individuals getting out of prison and going to parole or supervised release, whatever you want to call it. In regard to individuals who have been convicted of terrorist crimes, we need a program much like what we do with sex offenders, a registration list that will tell where this individual is living, what places he can go to, what places he can't go to. It's not just about saying, okay, you're out of prison now, good luck, we wish you well. There has to be a post-release program that addresses this, and the individuals that take on those responsibilities, parole officers, probation officers, need specific training on how to deal with released terrorists. They're different than other criminals.
Yeah, but at the very least, there needs to be some kind of registry, as with sex offenders, that lets people know these folks are now at large in your community. That seems just basic common sense. And especially as we're seeing some of those who have been so-called homegrown terrorists now beginning to reach the end of their time in prison under their sentences, I can't imagine anything more obviously needed. What has been your experience to date in New York State getting this legislation enacted?
Actually, to this date, there has not been any. There's been conversation in regard to it, but there has not been any legislation either on a state level or the federal level that specifically addresses this need for a supervision program.
Well, this is a subject to which we have to turn attention, Patrick Dunleavy, and I know you will be continuing to raise the alarm about it at the Investigative Project on Terrorism. We look forward to working with you and seeing what can be done to ensure that legislators at both the federal and state level are aware of this looming problem and understand that there is a very good model here, at least for letting the citizens of those communities know they're at perhaps considerable risk. Patrick Dunleavy, again, thank you so much for taking your time today, as well as for the terrific work that you do at the Investigative Project on Terrorism. I'm so grateful that you're training our Defense Department personnel on prison radicalization and for your important book, The Fertile Soil of Jihad, Terrorism's Prison Connection. Come back to us again very soon, Patrick. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.